Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 140 for September 1st, 2006, Compaq's iPac Mini CD player. And now, get ready for Dick! Quietly now, we don't want to wake the evil spirits who lurk quietly around
Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
The spirits of gadgets gone by, gadgets past, gadgets that never quite made it into the world. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the little old gadget master himself, Richie DiBartolo.
Hello, Leo. How are you?
He suddenly turned into an elf.
I'm the gadget elf. And as we talk,
yes,
I am trying to copyright gadgetelf.com.
Dick owns more worthless domains.
It's very funny.
You never did get it makesitsowngravy.com, though, did
you?
Oh,
I did.
You did?
I did.
You own it makes its own gravy.com.
.com. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're amazing.
So, yeah. Well, you know, I have usual gang of idiots.com.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So today in the gadget warehouse, some old crusty gadget that never made it or maybe made it but is gone for good.
Well, this lasted in gadget years about 5 nanoseconds. I think it came out for Christmas of 2001, the Compaq iPac Mini CD player.
I don't even remember that. Of course, I love the iPacs.
Well, this was a mini player. What was it? What was the millimeter for those? The little CDs.
I don't even know they had mini CDs.
It didn't. 8 cm. What's 8 cm?
Centimeter.
Okay.
So there's 2.5 centimeters per inch. So that would be a couple and a quarter of inches, something like that.
Okay. The whole player itself was less than 4 by 4 inches, and it was about 1.5 inches high, and it was to burn your own CDs. Although it was kind of going backwards, because they were saying, take your MP3s and burn them onto mini CDs. It seemed like you were going from
the wrong direction.
Yes, which is probably why this did not. There were a couple of things about it that would need. First of all, if you wanted to do this, the player was very small. It weighed 7 ounces. It sold for under $100, which included wraparound, those earphones that went behind your head,
right,
and had rather large ear cups. So for $99...
That's a good deal, actually.
...was the suggested retail. The problem was that, you know, MP3 players took off immediately thereafter.
Right.
And I love the fact that it had, the people at Compaq told me, it had an 8-minute bumper.
I was going to say battery life.
Right. That was another drawback. That was the threat. Right. No, it had an eight minute buffer. So you could pretty much fall down a flight of stairs and still be listening to your favorite song. But as I said, it lasted. To tell you the truth, I never saw it in a store.
I don't remember seeing it either.
And so I was going through the warehouse, and I came upon this thing, and it said Compaq Mini CD, and sure enough, all the controls were on the little CD player, but the remote control had another entire set of controls, including a little readout so you could look down and basically, you know, put the little CD player in your backpack and still read all the tunes. And it was a lot for $99.
And you had to burn those, because you can't buy those.
No, yeah,
CDs.
That was the thing. You had to burn them. So I think the problem there was, if you were advanced enough to be burning CDs,
you didn't want that.
MP3s.
You'd probably have to buy a special burner, too, because they're mini CDs.
Where would you
know what? I think the hole in the center of the mini CD.
Oh, I see.
It just went into any.
That's
any
right. More some of the tray. Now, you couldn't do it in the slot loading, but some of the tray loading. This tray loading CDs have those little indentations for the mini CDs. Yeah, you see them on business cards. People were making mini CD business cards. I remember that.
Absolutely. Sometimes you'll get a mini CD press kit to this day. And sometimes when you get software in a package, if the package happens, our watches, our Timex USB data link watches, the program for that used to come on a mini mini DVD or mini CD. Anyway, because it wouldn't, a regular one wouldn't fit in the box with the watch. So that format's still around. But the device itself, the iPack mini CD player, is not around.
Not available in stores. In fact, never was.
That's right. We tried to sell it, right? Not available in stores. God knows we tried to sell them, but no one wanted them.
No store would take them.
Exactly.
All right.
Let me see. We'll have time for a letter here.
Yes.
My letters are all over my desk. I try to be so organized. Oh, this is something that someone wants me to try out, but I'll ask you first. Have you tried one of those TV volume regulators?
A TV volume regulator? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. This is a great idea. It is to, you know, even though stations keep saying the commercials are not louder than the program.
They say that. But I don't believe that. Of course, people complain our commercials are louder than the programs. We don't even have commercials.
Yeah.
So people just don't like commercials, I think.
Yeah, that's part of it. I've heard engineers say that what they do is they ride the commercial so that it's at the tippy top of what the FCC
allows.
Will allow.
Yeah.
And that's why it sounds louder, because it probably is loud. Anyway, I'm going to get one of these. It will regulate. You set a volume beyond which you do not want any sound on your TV to go, and this will keep it under that threshold. So I will. So you don't have one. I will get one and make it.
We will try it out and see. I don't even watch TV, so I would be a bad person.
What?
I know. It's hard to believe because I actually make a living on TV. But no, I don't really.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you see, I have to watch TV because I just finished doing Hell's Kitchen. You don't even know what Hell's Kitchen is.
No. I know it's a place in New York.
Right.
Is it a show?
Well, it's a TV show.
Oh, you have to watch because you have to do the parodies of them.
The parodies. It's where a famous chef from London gets like...
Oh, I've seen the ads for that where he yells at people.
Oh, he is...
Is he a jerk?
He screams at them. It's nothing but you, blah, 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 you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, he... I don't know how anybody could take it. And then they end up with one chef who then gets a mega job in a big restaurant or opening restaurant. But anyway, that's the satire I just finished writing. So to make a long, that's why I have to watch TV. And I happen to love old movies.
Oh.
Turner Classic Movies, God bless each and every person at Turner Classic.
That is a great channel because it's all the old classic black and whites, and it's just wonderful, isn't it?
And no commercials and incredible graphics. They are very talented people over there. Not unlike ourselves.
Yes, and we're in black and white too. Many people don't know that because they can't see us. But if they could, we are. This is not the colorized version of the Daily Gizwiz. This is the original black and white version of the show.
No, because we talked about going to color.
No.
Right. And we talked about going to stereo.
No, forget that.
No, forget that. Exactly.
In original monaural sound.
Right. Except for the quadraphonic special podcast that we did.
Right. But that was that was when The Who joined us for that special concert, and we wanted to have the four-way sound. And
yeah,
that didn't work out so well, actually.
No, I don't think it did either.
No, because Keith, he wrecked. Keith, it just was a mess. This whole studio was a... Pete Townsend smashed his guitar on my iPod. It was awful. No, this is an original monaural sound, because if God had wanted us to hear stereo, he would have given us two ears. And so
I was going to say, would have given us two mouths.
That too. If God had wanted this show to be in stereo, he would have given it. Oh, wait a minute. You have a mouth and I have a mouth.
Oh, that's true.
We might have trouble.
Oh, here. Maybe we are in stereo.
You're in left, I'm in right.
Oh, okay.
No, because we don't do it in stereo because it doubles the size of the podcast, and we feel that really the podcast doesn't warrant more megabytes. It's just right the way it is.
I think so, too.
Dick, it's been a great week and a great pleasure to talk to you.
Very good. Are you back from your trip? Did you have a good trip?
Let me check the calendar. Yes, I'm back from my trip. I don't know yet if I had a good trip, but I'm sure
okay.
I did.
We
were in Alaska cruise. Actually, no, I won't be back until tomorrow. I was on the cruise all this week.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, to Alaska with my dad, which is kind of fun, and my son Henry, and it's going to be and my dad's son Noel, and it's going to be a real family
great,
event. So yeah,
great.
I'm really excited. And actually, that does raise the issue: if the podcasts aren't getting posted on time, it's because I'm on a boat, and that sometimes you can't get the internet working on the boat.
Okay, I think it's a ship, isn't it?
Ship, boat, what the hell? It floats in the water. It's going by a glacier. I don't know.
Wow.
What else? There's other. Oh, this is the new month. That means there's a new chance to win.
Last month's What the Heck Is It game.
What was that? Can you tell us now?
I can. Let me just think about it. It was. Okay. I do remember. Wild Planet has a fun thing called Dodge Disc, where you fire discs at each other. Harmless little spongy discs. And I had one upside down. But there is one guy, Leo, I don't think he's missed. His name is Marked, M-A-R-K-E-D. And I wrote him an email. I said, Marked, this is not for publication. I guess now it is. But I said, I won't tell you how he does it. But he spends a lot of time. And the What the Heck Is This game is not up for an hour when the first entry is always marked with the And he normally knows the name of the product. He's unbelievable.
Mm.
But for everybody else, there were a lot. It's more fun when they don't get it because then they think of crazy things.
Oh, yeah. And you can win that way, too.
You can win that way, too.
Yeah.
You know, well, last month it was a plastic handle that you could put multiple shopping bags on it. And people sent in funny things like, is it a saddle for a snake?
Contest starts today, so you have a fresh start. Go to gizwizbiz.com to play the contest, and of course that's where you get notes about all the products, and if you like pictures, you get more pictures there too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I'll be back next week, and we'll do another. What week are we up to?
September 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Labor Day week.
Oh, Labor Day week coming up. And I guess on podcast 150, we'll do some more giveaways. I'm gathering stuff as we speak.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Dick, it's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
I'll be here.
Now a word from our Mad Minute.
Hi, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, with another Mad Minute. You've heard of KTEL Records, you've heard of Motown Records, but this offer is from Motel Records. Motel Records is proud to announce all the religious music your family will ever need. Yes, this collection will bring religion into your home as the entire family gathers around to pray for their money back. And you'll get it back, too, if you really believe in miracles. This religious collection is endorsed by Sister Tina of Rome. That's right, my Sister Tina, who lives in Rome, New York. And if you send right away, you'll get the Speaking Bible, updated to the 1980s, to include such commandments as thou shalt buy this entire collection of cassette tapes. And if you're an atheist, not to worry. You can get the entire cassette collection on blank tapes. Just send $49.95 to Saints Help Us, Bye Bye Cash, Colorado, and start praying. Till next time, this is Dick DiBartolo. Mad Magazine's maddest writer. Bye.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.